Genesis 4, verse 7b, "And unto thee shall be its desire, but do thou rule over it." Some men have most absurdly wrested this passage to prove by it free will. But it is perfectly evident that Adam does not here really affirm that Cain could do what he advised him to do. He is only admonishing or entreating him to do it. For it by no means follows that we can do what we are commanded to do. "The desire of sin," Adam here says to Cain, "shall be toward thee," that is, as Paul expresses it, "sin is in thy members," Romans 7:5. Again, "the flesh lusteth against the spirit," Galatians 5:17. "But thou shalt not be eternally condemned, because thou feelest this motion of sin in thy members. If sin entice thee, do thou rule over it by faith. Suffer it not to rule over thee, or thou shalt perish forever." Likewise, Paul commands in Romans 8:13, "By the Spirit put to death the deeds of the body." This part of Adam's speech, therefore, is intended to bring us to knowledge what the life of the godly in the flesh is, namely, that it is a perpetual struggle of the Spirit against sin. Those, therefore, who sleep and snore and prepare themselves not for this fight are easily vanquished. Adam, however, appears to wish, by this his speech, not only to admonish his son and to guard against sin in the future, but also to comfort and lift him up from his distress on account of the past. For he beholds his son both filled with anguish on account of the divine rejection, and now also tempted to revenge. But Adam says to his son, "Rule over thy sin, and thou shalt find God merciful. Believe in him, and he will pardon thy sin." The Hebrew verb in this passage is the same as which the Lord used above when he said unto the woman, 3:16, "And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." In these words, the meaning of the Lord is that the wife should obey the husband and listen to her husband, and that she should not take upon herself the judgment in all things, and that if she did so, the husband in his authority as the man should rebuke and prevent her. It is in the same manner that Adam here speaks to Cain, saying to him, "Sin will entice thee and prompt thee to revenge." This is the Father's meaning when he says, "And its desire shall be toward thee, but do thou say unto sin, I will not obey thee. Refrain thyself and rule over it." These words of Adam therefore contain an admonition full of consolation, showing that on account of the blessed seed we are no longer under sin, and that therefore we ought to rule over it. For Adam's speech embraces both doctrines, the doctrine of the fear of the Lord and the doctrine of faith. We ought to fear God because sin lieth at the door, and we ought to have faith in God because he is merciful.